Hours to Protect on Beat.
We are enlisting the expertise of Laura Sherry on Hours to Protect this week, and she has a very important task: debunking and clarifying some of our recycling myths and muddled information that we may have collected through the years. Laura is the Head of Marketing and Communications at Repack.
Our remit is to ensure that Ireland recycles as much packaging as possible. We are a members-based organisation. We have 3,500 members. They all are producers of packaging, and under legislation, they're obligated to ensure that their packaging is recycled to ensure that we meet EU recycling targets.
There are five main materials that can be recycled:
paper, cardboard, aluminium, metal, glass, and plastic. Plastic's probably the more ambitious probably target that we have to achieve across all the other materials. We're achieving and surpassing them. For example, glass. We have a really high recycling rate of glass in Ireland. We're at 86%. So the infrastructure, you know, everyone has bottle banks close to them, and we're really good at using them. So that's really good. Plastic is probably the most ambitious target. We currently recycle about 33% plastic. We have to get to 50% by 2025. So that's ambitious. So we really are encouraging the public to make sure that they put all their plastics into the recycling bin. That means your soft plastics as well. So anything that you can scrunch up into your hand, that's a soft plastic.
And Repack have a motto when it comes to recycling.
Our motto is clean, dry and loose. So make sure all your packaging, when you put it into the recycling bin, is clean. So it's not contaminated by other materials, that it's dry, that it's not wet, and that it's loose. So don't put it in like bags and put it into the recycling bin, or don't shove it in, you know, packaging into your cornflakes boxes or other boxes, and, you know, keep all the material as loose as possible.
So I hit the streets of the southeast looking for your recycling conundrums that Laura is here to help you with. And the first question is one I've thought about myself a lot.
So I hear you have to clean your pots and tins and stuff like that in order to make sure they can be recycled. But I don't always have the time to do that. Does that mean that my whole recycling bin is ruined if I have, say, one dirty dog food can in there?
It depends how contaminated it was. So if there's just a little bit of residue or dog food left, it's probably not going to do a huge amount of damage to the whole recycling load. But if there's a good bit left, it would contaminate a load. So, you know, it's really just, you don't have to wash it out. It doesn't have to be spotless or anything. Just a quick rinse and put it into the recycling bin.
What is a load if I was to contaminate a load?
It's really your recycling bin or your neighbour's recycling bin. So if a truck comes along, and a recycling truck, and, you know, they're emptying all the recycling from each of the houses or commercial premises into a recycling truck, if one of those bins is badly contaminated, and contamination can be as high as 25%, then that load can essentially be contaminated and not fit for recycling.
And the process of recycling is more exact than you probably think.
All the recycling comes into the facility. It's then put on a picking line. And at that picking line, there's people going through it. So remember that what you put into your recycling bin, there's people actually going through it at the very first instance in those facilities. So I always say, don't put crap in, because, you know, there's people actually going through it to basically take out the crap. That's what they do at the start of the line before it goes on to AI and the machines. It's people standing there taking out things that are not fit for recycling. So we would see, I've been in the facilities, you know, we would see a lot of things that really shouldn't be there.
I've heard you can recycle tinfoil. Is this true?
Yeah. Scrunch it up into a ball, because the machines in the facilities detect it better if it's scrunched up into a ball, and just make sure that it's clean and not contaminated with food, fully recyclable.
Why am I separating my bottles by colour when I've just seen a truck come along and tip them all into the one collection bin?
Okay, there's compartments. You know, we have visuals and work of how the truck looks from above, and you can see the different compartments, because I genuinely understand because we do get asked this question all the time. There's different compartments in the glass recycling trucks, and they are put into the different compartments. And if you see the visual from above, you'll see that there's green, there's white, there's brown.
Can aluminium be recycled forever and ever?
No, it will. It glass is the only material that is infinitely recyclable. All the other materials the grade will go lower as time goes on. So it's definitely better to recycle it, but it won't hold its value continuously. What we're trying to do is live in a circular economy rather than a linear economy. So the linear economy is where we take, make and dispose, whereas the circular economy is that you try and keep the resources, and in this instance, the materials, in use as much as possible.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.